When a Nashville man named Robert was young, no one seemed to mind that he didn't know how to read. But as he got older, his lack of literacy made challenges in life even more difficult. Now, in his 50s, he's finally learning with the help of the Nashville Adult Literacy Council. A note, we're not using Robert's last name because of sensitive personal information in the story.
There are words like freedom, sweet, and wounded.
Wonderful. Great.
There is.
To the fourth and sixth grade, like I really, yes, went to school and yes, said it in class. My teacher really didn't pay me no attention. But when I got into seventh grade, they did the reading on the test for me, and I gave them the answer. So that's how I ended up making it to high school. But when I graduated, I still couldn't read and write. So that's why I'm here at school right now, trying to get my reading and writing, because it always bothered me.
Like, so it'd be S long I.
Short I. Lib.
I didn't have the help I needed at home, because my mother, she couldn't read. I learned a long time ago my father couldn't read and write because he couldn't even sign his own check, you know. And I never did see my siblings with books. So I guess they had trouble too. When I graduated from school, I already had a job waiting on me. This place called The Smorgasbord. It was a restaurant just opened up. As soon as I graduated, I went there and started work. After that, I just fell off. I got affected with the HIV virus, and that turned my whole world around. I got a phone call on Christmas Eve, and this man took and told me to come down to the health department that he had some news that he had to tell me. I said, look, man, I ain't got no time to come to no health department, so whatever you can tell me on the phone. And so he took and told me my test came back positive. I really didn't tell hardly nobody in my family. The only thing I know about HIV and AIDS, but what you saw on the TV, people wasting away and just die. After that, I just got hooked to crack cocaine. And I tried my best to kill myself with crack cocaine. My sister, Dorothy, came over and she asked me, why is you doing that? You know, because that's not like me. I'm not the kind of person to sit there and do hard drugs. So I told her. I said, I'm trying to kill myself because I'm HIV positive. You know, when I told her that, she just started crying. I lost everything that I worked for, everything that I loved. I lost it all. It was about 14, 15 years. And I was just tired. See, I couldn't read to find out about HIV. And so I started going to groups at Nashville Cares. And, you know, more and more I learned about it, more and more I know I can live with it. That took a lot off of me because I know that I'm just not going to die like that, you know. So that made me want to live. So I went to treatment, and I got 15 years clean today. I was doing drugs when I met him, but I met him on a church retreat, matter of fact. When I went to visit my mom one day, me and him both, and she said, Rob, when you gonna get me a grandchild? I said, Mom, you won't get no grandchild from me because that's my mate right there. She said, I thought it was. I wouldn't throw him away for nothing. You know, he'll take his shirt off his back and give it to me as I need it. I couldn't throw him away from nothing. I wonder what it would be like to be a tree. I would stand tall and wide. My root will run deep down into the earth. My lead. Well, when you first come in here, she'll give you a test. My reading level was down to first grade. I think I'm up to third now.
When the sunlight
hit them, they would glow.
Any aunt assigns me homework to write 20 minutes of a night. Some of the stories in these books is something I have on my mind. You know, and putting it on paper, it helps my mind release it. They always say it's poems of writing, whatever they call it, but that's just my homework.
Picnic setting under me, or just sit and read a book.
This story was produced by Carriette Harmon as part of the Transom Traveling Workshop.